So, in the end, non-compete agreements remain a fact of life for businesses and employees in Massachusetts. Two state lawmakers who tried to negotiate an agreement between the House and the Senate on a bill that would restrict employers from imposing non-compete agreements on their workers say it failed over very small but fundamental differences. WBUR's Fred Tice reports, in the end, it came down to how much compensation employees would get if they agreed not to work for a competing company.
Frank Coelho is having lunch with colleagues at a cafe on Northern Avenue in the Innovation District.
People have to make a living.
Coelho, who works for a medium-sized life sciences company, believes non-compete agreements are unfair.
You can't really shut somebody out where, like, then they can't work.
But in Massachusetts, you still can. Despite a grueling weekend of negotiations, legislators failed to reach a long-hoped-for agreement to limit these kinds of contracts. Negotiators say the House and Senate agreed to a House version of the bill that would have allowed employers to keep former employees from working for competitors up to a year. Democrat Dan Wolf of Harwich, one of the Senate negotiators and also the founder and CEO of Cape Air, would like to eliminate non-compete agreements.
I think they're immoral. First of all, I think employees and workers should be able to sell their labor on the open market, and there shouldn't be restrictions on what they get for it. And also, it's an inhibitor on the entrepreneurism in our economy.
But Wolf says he could not agree to a deal that did not guarantee that companies pay employees at least 50% of their compensation during the year they'd not be allowed to work for a competitor. House negotiators would not agree to that. Several employer associations, including the largest, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, want to preserve non-compete agreements. Christopher Guerin is the group's executive vice president.
The vast majority of Massachusetts employers believe that non-competes are a key tool to protecting intellectual property and giving employers the confidence they need to make investments that create innovation and new products here in Massachusetts.
Venture capitalists, on the other hand, believe non-compete agreements hold back innovation. Ari Glantz is program manager at the New England Venture Capitalists Association.
When you lock up talent to one employer, you stifle the potential for new startups to grow and thrive and contribute to the overall economy.
Glantz is optimistic that the legislature will eventually restrict these kinds of agreements. The legislative session ended this weekend. The next legislative session ends in 2 years, and House negotiator John Sibak, a South Hadley Democrat, worries that by then, a different group of legislators may still not be able to reach agreement on a way to restrict non-compete agreements.
In some of the most egregious cases, you know, there are employees of sandwich shops that are forced to sign non-competes. There are individuals who do internships while they're going to college or graduate school, they've been forced to sign non-competes.
Sibak worries that all those people could find their employment options severely curtailed because this legislation did not pass. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Fred Tice.